You're listening to episode 119 of the Mindful Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Steckler, and today we're talking about what it means to reinvigorate your life through respect and wonder. So this is a little bit different because I'm not talking about business stuff today. I'm not talking about productivity hacks. I'm not even really talking about mindfulness. A lot of the things I'm going to be talking about could be incorporated into that, but really what I'm touching on is something a lot bigger, something a lot deeper, something I'm exploring within myself. And so because of that, the pace and the cadence of this episode is going to look different. It's going to feel different. So I'm always curious from you guys to hear your feedback. So if you enjoy this week's episode or you want me to keep talking about some of these different elements or some of these topics, please let me know. Come on over to Instagram. I'm at Mindful Productivity Blog. Leave a comment. Shoot me an email. I always love hearing from you guys. And the truth is that this podcast is never going to end. That's the goal. I love it so much. I love it as part of my business, but I also just love this platform and the community and connecting with all of you and the conversations that I have with all of you doing this. It improves me as a person. And it expands my mind, and I hope it does the same for you. So let's go ahead and I'll tell you a little bit more about what we're going to be digging into this week. Welcome to the Mindful Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Steckler, and this is the place to be to live a more mindful and productive life. If you're ready to turn daily chaos into calm and start your days with intention, then get ready to join me as we dive deep into mindful living and personal productivity. It's time to connect with your true self so you can live the life you want to live. And it all starts now. I somehow have found myself kind of creating a series here. I'm not quite sure if there's going to be another episode following this or what it's going to look like. But if you listened to last week's episode 118, if not, I highly recommend checking it out after this. I talked about rebuilding and what I'm doing to both rebuild my business and my life. And I shared some of the things I wrote down in my daily productivity and brain dump book and what I'm doing. And you guys found it so helpful. So this week, I am kind of continuing this pace right now. Things still feel weird in life with quarantine, like kind of ending but not. And I'm still finding my groove in my business. There's a lot of things shifting. There's a lot of big things that are changing this summer. And so I'm just letting myself show up how I need to show up on my podcast. And I guess that's my reminder for you today, too, in whatever kind of work you're doing in the world, like, stop overthinking it. Stop overcomplicating it. Just like continue to show up. Like we're all humans. Like let's just show up as humans. So this whole podcast topic, reinvigorating your life, respect and wonder. Why did I choose those two words? We'll get into that. This all started on this past week. I was thinking about the upcoming weekend and I'm just recording this now, finishing out this weekend. It's Sunday right now. And boy, don't let me tell you how much I want to get back into batch recording podcast episodes for my own sanity, but we're just not mentally there yet. We're not mentally in that place to think that far out and do that many things at once. So I'm giving myself permission to just take things one week at a time. And it's also kind of fun. It's also kind of fun to record podcasts every week as I go. But anyway, I was thinking about the upcoming weekend that is now coming to a close. And I was like, you know, I want to set a better intention for my weekends. So let's talk about this real quick before we dive into everything else. And that is, and maybe I'll do a whole other episode on this at some point, who knows. But we give a lot of thought to how our Mondays are going to be. Like Monday through Friday, we're like, we're going to be so productive. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to walk. I'm going to do all these things. But we don't really think about our weekends the same way. And I think there's some power in setting up your weekends right. And I think I will do another episode on this, diving deeper into some of the stuff I've been thinking about and learning. But point is, I set an intention for this weekend and I set a little bit more structure around my weekend, something I don't think we always do.
And because I always think, oh, well, it's going to be a good weekend if I have no structure. It's going to be a good weekend if I just allow myself to stay up as late as I want and then sleep in as late as I want or eat whatever I want. Or you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like this little kid part of me is like, fun means like no restrictions. But what I've found, and this is me personally, type A, is that I'm actually a lot happier and I find a lot more joy when there are not necessarily restrictions, but like guidelines, parameters, you know, bumpers on the side of what I'm doing, so that I kind of just feel a little, I'm better. I'm not a big pile of goo. I'm like spilling over on everything. I'm like, I feel like I'm contained in a container that makes me feel just better. And so this past weekend, I decided to, like, I did let myself sleep in a little bit, but I decided that, like, you know, my weekends were gonna have more structure to the morning. So, like, I did this workout both days and I've been feeling really good. I wanna continue it into the next week. If you guys follow, I think her name's Maddie. I cannot pronounce her last name, but she has that YouTube channel, MadFit, and I love all of her workouts. So, I found like a couple there and I made a little playlist and I've been doing those and those have been really fun. But I added this structure to my weekend and did some other things this weekend and really like unplugged from social media, which was great. And I really was thinking about, wow, like, what does it really mean to like reinvigorate your life? So we've talked a little, last week we talked a little bit about rebuilding, but what's in this next phase, right? Like, what does it mean to reinvigorate? And a lot of these things will overlap. But I was like, you know, like really thinking about what are the things that I can do to like put more energy into my life, right? Like, what are the thoughts I'm thinking that are either fueling like this continual cycle where I'm not happy or I'm not getting things done versus what are the thoughts and feelings I'm having when I am on the road to like becoming a better me? And I was having this conversation with one of my best friends over the weekend. I was like, you know, if I were to look at like what I was eating and how I was treating my body over like 3 months of quarantine, if you were to be like, if there were like different pathways, then I would have been on the road to like bad news, like tons of sugar, I was drinking a little more heavily at the beginning of quarantine, a few drinks a week, which is more than I normally have. I was, you know, eating a lot of processed stuff. And then like towards the end of quarantine, like, oh my gosh, DoorDash, Grubhub, all those things started becoming regular occurrences in my week. And I just started feeling worse and worse. And I was like, you know, if I were to look at like where I'm going and the path I'm creating, it's not going to a place I want to go. Like, I don't want to be in that place. You know what I'm saying? Where I continue to gain weight, or I continue to not get enough sleep, and I continue to be solitary and not exercise and sit on my butt. And then, you know, my body just feels achy when I'm trying to get up off the ground. Like, that's not the direction I want to go. So I was thinking about that and I was like, well, what's not only what is the direction I want to go, but like, I think we put a lot of focus on that. Like, where do I want to be? Like, where do I want to be in 5 years? And like, that's great. But like, more importantly, like, what are the things I need to be doing every day and every moment so that I know that I'm like on the right path? And a lot of times we put so much focus into like, where do we want to be? And like, we have to know what that looks like, that we don't even, that stalls us from taking action in the day-to-day stuff. And what I will tell you is, you know right now if the things that you are doing are serving you or not. You know the decisions you're making on a regular basis, those habits, those just kind of like routine things that have found their way into your life. You know whether or not those are leading you down a path you want to go down, or they're leading you to a destination where you're like, oh shit. Like, you know that. You don't need a 5-year plan to tell you that. You don't need a life coach to tell you that. Like, you already know that. And I think that's powerful. And so I was thinking about reinvigorating. And then I was thinking about these two elements that I think are pillars, important pillars to doing that. So let's talk about these. Okay, the first one is wonder. And here's what I mean. When I am focused in and aware of what I'm doing in my days, I start to accumulate in my mind a sense of wonder and a sense of purpose. And here's what I mean by that. I came home, I went out grocery shopping today, I ran a couple different errands, I went to Costco, and it was just, it's been so fun to get back out there. And I went to Costco, and then I went to Home Goods that was open, and I got a couple new things there that I really needed, like a couple, I needed some new plates, and I needed a saucepan. You don't need to know all this, but here I am telling you. And then I went, and I went to Trader Joe's, and I got some fresh produce, and I was like so excited about it. And then I came home, and I was like taking time to be present and unpack everything. And I all of a sudden found myself in this state of wonder where, and it's like a state of gratitude, right? But I was like, wow, how amazing is it that I can put all this food that's frozen and I can put it in a freezer and that freezer is going to keep it frozen for me. And then tomorrow I can eat it. How amazing that I can go to the grocery store again, right? And I think wonder is a part of what quarantine has taught us. You know, we're coming back to reappreciating things that we couldn't do for a while. And I know some of you still can't do them, right? It depends on where you are in the world. But this sense of wonder, and I remember feeling this way too when I came back. You know, I was overseas for a while with my husband, and we were living in this area, and there like just wasn't certain things that were available to us. Like there wasn't always hot water, or, you know, there wasn't really internet that was stable. I mean, I couldn't run my online business there. It was really difficult. And so when I got back to the States, I had a newfound appreciation for that. Now, there was also an appreciation while I was there in just like how simple life can be and how we put all this, like, you know, we think that our happiness is derived from all these things when really, like, if you think about what's really important in your life, right, it's not necessarily internet or even hot water. Those things are great. But my point is that coming back to the States and having all those things again, like having a dryer that actually like dried my clothes and it didn't take 4 hours, stuff like that. It was like a whole, it was like, I remember the first time I came back to the States and I went into like a grocery store that had like all this fresh produce. And I was just like, my mind was blown. I think I made like an Instagram stories about it. And I was like, people probably think I'm nuts, but like, this is just how much I appreciate it. And so the more intentional you are in your days, the more you're going to appreciate stuff. And you can create that wonder. Like just, you know, once a day, like set an alarm, set like a wonder reminder to just tap into like everything around you, like how miraculous like some things are in life that we just take for granted all the damn time. Like I was taking Bella out the other morning, you know, I have a bulldog and she had to poop, whatever, and she's like doing her thing, and there's this fence, this divider between my new apartment building I'm in and this other piece of property, and this little bird like landed on the fence. And I've been seeing a ton of birds lately. And if you guys are into that, you can, if you go to my Instagram account, I have a whole highlights reel that's like birding. I'm like, that's my thing, is like, I'm going to be old someday, like with my binoculars and my journals, like writing down birds. Like, I'd love to be that person that's out with a group of friends and someone sees some random bird and I suddenly just know the name of it. And yeah, it's only unique to this region. Point is, I took that moment and I looked at this bird that was up on this fence, and I noticed it was like super like fluffy, and it was chirping, and it looked over at me, and I was just in awe of that moment. I was just in awe of that I got to like witness that. And I don't think we take enough time to do that. And I think right now it's really important that we're making time to witness joyful moments and to witness and to be filled with wonder, because there's a lot of horrible things happening in the world, and horrible things have been happening for a long time. And I think that it's so easy to get caught up in everything that's wrong. But one thing I want to say is that it's also important to find the things that bring us joy and to take time and stillness to recognize them, because who are we when we experience joy, right? We're better for it. We can show up more powerfully and in different ways. So finding that sense of wonder, and maybe it means tapping back into childhood stuff that you've pushed aside, right? Like a lot of that for me was re-finding journals and stickers and planners and coloring books and paint by numbers and all those things. But maybe also it's like, you know, if you have kids, it's just looking at things through their eyes or taking time to be out in nature and just look at the world around you. Look at the trees. I was at the park over the weekend. I had like a little picnic set up. I got some Chipotle. I brought my journals and Bella came with me, of course, and we were just sitting outside and it was really windy and I was just watching all of the trees and all of the leaves rustling and I was just filled with this energy, this wonder of possibility of how things, you know, things are seasonal in nature and how things will always keep going. And, you know, I was thinking of like my role in that and our role in that and, you know, all these deeper things. But tapping into wonder, I think, is important. And so that was the first piece of what it means to kind of like reinvigorate your life. And maybe that just starts with your weekends and what those look like, right? Where if you have more free time. But then I was also thinking about this idea of respect. And this actually came from because I was having a conversation with my friend actually today. And we were talking about past relationships. We were talking about all these different people we've dated. And, you know, some of them that were not good experiences, some of them where we were treated poorly, or maybe we were the ones treating someone else poorly, and what you project when you're in pain. And we were having this conversation about love. And I was reflecting back to various times throughout my life where I considered myself in love. I still think those were true feelings of love. But they were very different from how, for example, I love my husband now. And I was trying to pinpoint the difference. And part of it's due to maturity. Part of it's due to being older, being a more confident, empowered, self-assured woman and human being. And feeling that confidence within myself, I think, brings a stronger sense of love into my marriage and relationship. But another part of it was that the focal point of my relationship with my husband and how it's different from relationships I've had in the past is that the focal point's not actually love. It's actually respect. And I was thinking about this, and as I was talking this out loud to my friend and as I was sharing it, part of me felt, maybe it should be love. Like, what, you know, and it doesn't mean I don't love my husband, and I was trying to explain it to her. And what it really comes down to is, and this can be, and I'm sharing this because this can be applied to so much. It can be applied to self-love. It can be applied to, you know, how much you love something that you do in your life, right? Like we all talk about passions or our love for our business or our job or our work or whatever it is. And there's a big difference between love and respect. So I actually want to share with you the distinction here in the definition, because this actually could be a huge mindset shift for you. So when we define love, it's an intense feeling or a deep affection. And this is interesting because like when I say like I love my husband, for example, like I love him for him and all that he is, but it's also very tied to how I feel, right? Like I love him. I'm the one that feels a deep affection for him. I feel an intense feeling. That love I feel is felt within me. Now I can share that love with him, right? I can let that permeate out. I can let that project onto him and he can observe my love for him and he can feel it too. But the way that we make decisions around love can be very different from how we make decisions when we come from a place of respect. So here's an example. So for example, I was thinking about how, when I was talking to my friend, I was thinking about in the past how I've loved a couple people in the past, you know, before I started dating my husband, I was in different relationships and I loved other people. And I often made decisions pure in those relationships purely from a place of love. And let's think about this in terms of yourself for a minute, like self-love. When you make a decision purely out of love, what are some of the issues with that? Well, can you hurt someone when you love them? Yeah, you can absolutely hurt someone. I've made so many decisions out of love or out of loving someone that have still been painful or that have still been, you know, disrespectful or not the right thing in the moment. But when we come at something from, and I understand here that love and respect overlap. I'm not saying like, don't focus on love. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just, there's a distinction here that I think is really, really profound. And that when you focus on respect, something changes. Because when I think about how I interact with my husband, one of the biggest things about our relationship is that I respect him so completely and entirely. I respect him not because he's told me to, but because I do. Because we've built our relationship and he has shown me so much support, right? And that's why I married him, because he did that in the beginning. And when I respect him and when I make decisions out of respect, I make decisions differently. I make decisions with a bigger picture in mind. I think about what empowers him. Okay, for example, if we're having an argument and I am upset with him, if I try to make a decision or react in a place of love, love doesn't always serve me in that moment, because it puts a lot of emphasis on how I feel. And feelings are valid, but it doesn't always help me come to like, what's the bigger outcome here? What's the bigger picture? So when I think about respect and I make decisions and observations out of that place, then my reactions change, my observations change. And I think, what empowers him here? What empowers us here? What can I say that will lift both of us up? Because when you only come at things from a place of love, like if you only look at your relationship with yourself from a place of self-love and you disregard respect, then you also disregard other things, right? Like discipline, self-discipline. And not to say that, like, ultimately, right, self-love incorporates all those things. But I think sometimes we forget to look at the faculties of what's built up in this. So, for instance, bringing this back home a little bit, I know this is a little out there today, and I'm kind of processing through this as I'm talking about it. But, it, you know, it's one thing to have the intention of a given outcome, so such as self-love or discipline or respect. But it's another thing entirely to create awareness and define the faculties of your attention, right? So the faculties of your attention being the mental and physical power of your attention, and how you must create a practice around that and within your time to create and maintain that given desire. So when you think of how you respect yourself, how does that change? Like, what's, and that's my prompt for you this week is, what's the distinction for you? What's the difference between self-love and self-respect? And I know a lot of you are going to say, well, Sarah, they're the same thing. Like, are you trying to argue that they're different? Like, self-love is self-respect, blah, and vice versa. Yes, but I also think that there's power in finding the distinction between the two. Respect being due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others, right? And love being an intense feeling or deep affection. So you can love yourself. You can have an intense, deep appreciation for yourself. But respect means that you're taking that deep appreciation and you're also considering and having regard for your wishes and your rights, your traditions, but also like the actions that you're taking. So you're thinking about all these different ways that you can show up and what those differences might be. This is the only negative thing about running a podcast, is that this is the part doing like a live where I'd be like, you guys getting this? Is this making sense? Am I totally on a tangent here that no one else is on board with? This is where I'd be like, you guys get this? But I hope it's powerful, because coming back to like just the theme of this week is, if you're reinvigorating your life, if you're rethinking what structure looks like in your weekends or in your free time, if you're reexamining how often you're making time for wonder and like pure delight and gratitude for things, like places for your frozen food from Trader Joe's, if you're reexamining what it means to not only respect yourself, but to respect other people, if you're reexamining what it means to love others and what that means and what the differences are between only like loving versus respecting, I think that there's some powerful shifts that can take place there. So that's ultimately what this week's episode is about, examining those things and really challenging yourself to look a little bit deeper, to go beyond the ego of self and what's in it for you, and to really examine the ways that you think and the language that you use and how that impacts other people and how that impacts the way that you treat yourself as well. So I hope that makes sense. I hope I'm making sense. It's quite possible that I'm not, but I really just want to reiterate that we're all allowed to continue to show up as humans, and not everything that we do as business owners or as creators is always going to be this like polished thing. And I think there's also power, because like I'll share right now, as I'm rounding out this podcast that's almost 30 minutes, part of me is like, just delete it and start over. You are rambling. You repeated yourself. You probably didn't make cohesive sense. Many people may find this episode is not helpful, but I'm not going to do that. It's a challenge to myself. And here's why. I think that there's something powerful in teaching within the elements of learning. So in the online space, a lot of different coaches and mentors, whatever, will tell you, don't share your story until, don't share your pain until you've figured it out. Don't share your story until you've reached the climactic part. Don't share what you're learning about currently until you've compiled it in your brain in a way that you can explain it to others. And while for the most part, I generally agree with a lot of those statements in terms of like, if you're running a business, you don't want to just be regurgitating things. And if you're, still going through something that is, triggering or emotionally heavy for you, like you don't have to share it as it's happening. You can take time and then you can decide if you want to share some of the positives from it or what the learnings were. Yes. But I also think that there are times and there can be power in sharing while we're learning, right? Because as I'm thinking about this thought, as I'm, here's how I want to rebuild my life and business. Here's how I want to reinvigorate my life, or here's how I want to revamp my weekends, or here's what I'm thinking about, these different aspects of mindset or like self-love and respect and wonder and gratitude. If I were to wait until I had what I thought was the answer, I think there would be some missing components there that other people would miss out on, right? Like there's something about this podcast and the way I want to run it where like I don't like the idea of me being like the expert, like come here and like you just learn from me. Like there's definitely shit that I like know and I think you should listen to me about because I know what I'm talking about when it comes to productivity, and that's why I have paid courses, right? And that's why I highly encourage you to go join them and enroll, because I know what I'm talking about and I can get you results. But when it comes to like everything, I'm not an expert in everything. And so there's power and there's fun in having you guys come along on the journey with me. And that's why I'm keeping this episode up. And that's why I'm going to share it, even though it's messy and weird and whatever, because it's fun to have conversations. It's fun to be a part of the process. And I think there's value in exploring other people's brains and how other people process stuff. And that's essentially what this episode was this week. So love it or hate it, that's what this episode was. I don't know if I'll have more in this series of like rebuilding and reinvigorating. I don't know what the other R word would be, but maybe. So give me your feedback. Let me know. I am going to be working on some more content. I'm doing some bigger changes in my business and restructuring how things are going to be, processed and launched, and we're putting together bigger schedules on when things are going to happen and events and timeframes and all of that, which will lead to more podcasts being recorded in advance again, which for my own sanity, I'm looking forward to. But it has been fun doing kind of a week to week thing with you guys here. Anyway, that's this week's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can always come chat with me on Instagram. I'm at Mindful Productivity Blog. And to find all the journals and planners and courses that I have about mindful productivity, about publishing your own planner, starting your own podcast, there's so many things, go on over to mindfulproductivityblog.com. All right, guys, I'm Sarah. And I'm out, and I'll see you later. Well, next Monday, specifically. Bye.